الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of the universe, and peace and blessings of Allah be upon His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I am very happy and honored to be attending this gathering and this opportunity really to get together with so many wonderful, mashallah, activists and brothers and sisters coming together. And this coming together is a great ni'mah and a great favor from Allah to bring us into contact with each other for His sake. The subject, one God, one humanity. First, for many people who are perhaps unaware or ignorant of the presence, the existence of the Almighty, it is necessary for Muslims to communicate. The first thing to communicate is the oneness of the Lord and Creator of this universe. That was the first thing that all prophets and all messengers who are guided did. But in this age of information overkill, you may say, it is hard for some people to even think about His presence in the world of materialism and the life which is so fast and so difficult and so competitive. So we have to now clear the concept, you know, even of this creation, and go back when there was no creation, because everybody agrees at one time there was nothing, it seems. But of course there was. Before the swirling outpour of creation, before the heavenly bodies and before the universe and the creatures, there was one eternal entity, one presence, one being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorified is He. Al-Ahad, the one and only, without peer or partner, la sharika lahu. And the truth which has come down to us through the Messenger of the Almighty, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, is mentioned in a saying about this time, before creation, on the authority of Imran bin Hussein, who was present when the last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was describing the time before creation. And he said, first of all, there was nothing but Allah. And then He created His throne. His throne was over the water. And then He wrote everything in the book. And then He created the heavens and the earth. Subhanallah. Allah is not in need of creation, but He created and He is the Creator. Therefore, one of the most beautiful names, as we read in the Quran, the names of God are many, 99, is mentioned in a hadith. One of the beautiful names is Al-Awwal, the first, meaning that nothing ever was before him, and therefore he is forever the first. And he is forever ceaselessly Al-Akhir, the last. Meaning that there is nothing and can be nothing after him. For he is the Almighty and he has no end. And no limit to his existence. And from his name and attribute, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, he exercised his will and created. The Creator out of nothing, before there was anything. And so it says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Verily, his command when he intends a thing to be is only that he says to it, be, and it is. كن فيكون. That is his power. And once a thing is created, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides it everything that it needs for its sustenance. Until the time which is appointed by him for its death. And therefore nothing can go beyond the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he has power over everything. Nothing can add and nothing can lessen what he has decreed. It says in Surah Al-Hud, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوَدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُّبِينٍ وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. And no moving living creature is there on earth, but its provision is due from Allah. And he knows its dwelling place and its deposit in the uterus or the grave. All is in a clear book. And it is he who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and his throne was on the water, that he might try you, which of you is best in thee. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghani. He is the all-rich, in need of nothing. And we are the fuqara, we are the poor. And Abu Huraira narrated that the last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the right hand of Allah is full, and its fullness is not affected by the continuous spending night and day. Do you see what he has spent since he created the heavens and the earth? Yet all that has not decreased what is in his right hand. His throne is over the water, and in his other hand is the power to bring about death. And he raises some people and he brings others down. So we come to man. Allah Almighty decided to create man and to appoint him as a successor on the earth, a Khalifa. And then to try man by various means of hardship and of gifts. And the first man and the father of all humanity was Adam, alayhi salam. And for him, Eve, his wife and partner, was created. Now the creation of humanity came after the creation of angels and of jinn, species that are unseen to us, but that affect our lives. And they were in the presence of the Almighty when Allah said, I'm going to create a successor on the earth. Now the creation of humanity was itself somewhat of a test for the angels and for the jinn. The angels couldn't see the point in creating man. As it says in the Quran, I did not create jinn or man except to worship me. So the purpose of man was known. But they were already worshipping Allah ceaselessly, abundantly. Why should there be a new creation to do that? And among the species of jinn, they were also perturbed. What is this creature? And this marked the beginning of man's history and the unfolding of man's destiny in the scroll of decree. And so we see that mankind began as one unit of one man. And then unity between man and woman. And from this unity emerged mankind. And we are mankind. And so we belong to that unity. But why and how has this unity been shattered? Why does man fight man? Why does woman hate woman? Why do tribes go against tribes and nations against nations? Why? There may be many reasons, but one major cause is the existence of man's enemy, Shaitan, the Satan. And this goes back to that time at the moment of man's creation, when all those present, the angels and the jinn, were ordered by Allah to bow before Adam. And they all bowed, except for one jinn, Iblis, was his name. And he was renowned for his devotion and unflinching service to Allah. That he was in the presence of the angels, but he refused. And so in that refusal, he became a kafir, means a disbeliever, a rejecter. And so he became Shaitan. And from that day, it is his mission and his goal to mislead mankind from that perfect existence in the presence of Allah, and to mislead them away from that garden into hell. where he will reside. And so without knowing this, one will never understand the reason for the disunity and the conflict that we find within humanity. And so it says in the Quran, make him your enemy. Know your enemy, though you cannot see him. And so we see that this was the first act of racism. Because why did he refuse to bow? When he was asked, why did you refuse to bow? He said, you created me from fire and created him from clay. Therefore, Shaitan was the first racist. And racism is the sickness which causes these divisions amongst us. Whether it's physical, genetic racism, or even religious or philosophical. So the path back from fragmentation and diversity is to the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our first purpose in being created, which is to worship Him. That is the straight path, it says in Surah Yasin. أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ لَا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانَ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Didn't I tell you, O children of Adam, that you should not worship or serve Shaitan, that he is an enemy to you? No, but that you should worship me. That is the straight path. So we see that the resounding message of unity and truth throughout the history of humanity has been one. The first commandment given to Musa alayhi salam, thou shalt take no other God beside me. You'll read it today even in the Bible. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, when he was commanded to say, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. And the witness of the last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad, La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. So this message is from one Lord to one humanity. This is the path back. It says in the Quran, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And thus we have made you a middle nation, that you may be witnesses over mankind. And the last prophet will be a witness over you, because he has delivered the message. And now we are responsible. And the first act of entering into that fold of unity is to become a witness. When you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. You have entered. You have entered back into the fold of belief, of sanctity, of security, of salam, of peace. But even so, Shaitan will find ways of disturbing this. And again, referring to the life of the last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last khutbah, that Shaitan has lost all hope of making you, you know, bow down to these statues. I'm giving you a paraphrasing. He has lost all hope of making you, you know, overtly polytheist. But beware of him in smaller matters. Beware of him in smaller matters. This is where Shaitan is working. Minor things have created gulfs between us. message is addressed to all mankind. But who is listening? Even Muslims have started to turn away. So the cure is again to be found in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the authentic sayings of his last messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the source of unity. The last prophet was sent to show us that way. Why are we turning to other directions? He said, love for your brother. What do you love for yourself? This is the key. How can we survive without supporting one another? And he said in a hadith, Umar reported that on one occasion the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up amongst them and said, whoever amongst you wants and desires the center of paradise should keep close to the jama'ah, should keep close to the unity of the community. For the devil, shaitan, closely accompanies the solitary individual and is more distant from two. And so the cure is clear. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ رَسُولُ. Obey Allah and obey His Rasul. And in another verse it says, and those in authority. But in anything then refer it to Allah and His Rasul. In the beginning of Surah An-Nisa, we hear this almost every Jum'ah. Every Jum'ah, every day of congregation, every Friday when Muslims are supposed to go to the mosque, Muslim males.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً ۚ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا.
O mankind, be mindful of your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and from it he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women, and fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not cut the relationship of the womb. Surely Allah is ever watching over you. Sadaqa Allah al-Azim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Thank you very much, Brother Yusuf Islam, for reminding us about the implications of the belief in the oneness of Allah and the oneness of humanity.